Hazrat, this verse in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al Imran, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nasi tamuruna bil maruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Hazrat, this verse is really meant for our Jamaat. Do you agree with me, please?
What do you mean by really means for your Jamaat?
Because this verse,
applies in the first instance and foremost to the people of Ahmadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people he created. Of course, the people physically were created by God in that sense, and even spiritually they are created by God. But I mean, he took over a people in his hands and transformed them altogether. So this, in that regard, Hazrat Masih Maud has also referred to this phenomenon as the creation of Muhammad. Like it is also mentioned in the Holy Quran that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, created birds from clay. That is again the same reference, that he took up a material which was like clay, dead material, but with inherent qualities to produce life. So he transformed them, transformed the clay into birds. The birds can fly, you know. Clay is trodden upon. Israelites, before that miracle was shown, were just, like a nation which was being trodden upon by bigger and more powerful nations, and they were just like a clay, a floor of clay, nothing more. And it was dead too. So Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, took up a sample of that clay and turned into birds, that is, those who would fly in the heavenly subjects and come into contact and communion with Allah and so on. That was the meaning of that. So in the same context, I am referring to Ahad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having created a people. And every reference to such phenomenon, wherever it is found in the Holy Quran, first and foremost applies to that miracle of Ahad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that miracle is repeated in the latter days, as it is being repeated now, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has pointed out, again it is initially his miracle, and it is being repeated through the agency of Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who can produce this, being totally subordinate to him. So whatever he does or acquires is in fact the doing and acquisition of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't be disrespectful even by obliquely referring to these things in a manner as if you are more important than the previous people. What is more important is the fact that you should understand that after the advent of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all blessings flowed from him, whether in the first instance or in the second instance of the latter days. So, in this context, I didn't like the phrasing of your question at all. But otherwise, that also applies to Jamaat Ahmadiyya, of course. There is no doubt about it. And you have not translated that verse, so those who don't understand, what would they know?
You are the best people raised for good of mankind. You do good deeds and forbid evil and believe in Allah.
Why is it translated, you do good deeds? Tamuruna bil maruf doesn't mean do good deeds.
This is what Malik Sahib is saying.
Oh, no, this is not correct. Tamuruna bil maruf means you admonish people to do good deeds. And that shows even a higher quality of the followers of Muhammad. Here it means after they have themselves transformed their own way of life and they have started doing good deeds, they do not leave it at that. They spread the same good deeds across to other people. And the process becomes a live, progressive phenomenon. This is what is mentioned in this. So, tamuruna means they admonish others. It doesn't mean they do themselves do good deeds, because just doing good deeds and dying with those good deeds is not enough. There is no reproductive phenomenon involved in this. But what the Holy Quran is describing is a reproductive phenomenon.
Exactly.